Okay,
today's daf is P. Now, on reflection at the last minute yesterday, I don't think I explained everything very well, so let's just recap where we're at. We're in the middle of a conversation anyway, so let's recap what we've been saying. So the question was, the Mishnah said that what's the definition of a neder which has inui nefesh, which is affliction, and which the husband can therefore nullify. So they gave examples of im erchatz, im lo erchatz, literal translation, if I wash, if I don't wash, im eskashet, im lo eskashet, if I put on makeup, if I don't put on makeup. So the Gemara said, what do you mean, if I wash? What sort of a neder is that? So we tried, so the first possibility was that she says, I'm not going to have any benefit from any payers in the world if I wash. So the Gemara said on that one, that couldn't be the pshat, because she just don't wash, and then you won't be able to eat the payers. So that's not, you're not afflicting yourself. At this point, obviously, it's assuming that not washing itself is not an affliction. And also, the other question we had on that was, how could Rabbi Yossi say that it's not inu nefesh? Because the flip side is, how could Rabbi Yossi say it's not inu nefesh? Because if she does wash, then she can't eat any bananas. So that's inu nefesh. Yeah, so therefore we said, Ella, on the top of the page, of Pei, the Amra, what she said was, Kenim hanas rechitza alai la'olam im erchatz. It's both. There's a condition that if I wash, and then the actual neder is that she won't have benefit from washing anymore. So it means if she washes once, that's it. She can never wash again. Yeah. And then, so you say, what, you won't? If she doesn't wash, then she also doesn't wash. So she can never wash, right? Either way, she can't wash. She can either wash once or zero times, but never again after that. It's Mishum Hachi Meifilah. Therefore, says the Tanakhama, that the husband can nullify it. Because what could she do? Tirchitz, if she washes once, then it's going to, she's never going to be able to wash again. Loy tirchitz, and if she washes zero times, it's even worse. Isla nivla, then she's, by not washing, she's disgusting, she's, you know, it's not nice, it's not very pleasant. So therefore, it's a inu nefesh. And Rabbi Yossi Savar, Efsha delay rachza. Rabbi Yossi holds, so yesterday I started going on about the one day, but that actually comes later. In this part of the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi says, she doesn't wash. We don't care if she doesn't feel so good. In other words, at this point, the Gemara is saying that according to the Tanakhama, refraining from washing is an affliction because you feel yich, yeah? Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, feeling yich is not an affliction. And therefore, it's just okay. She makes an edit not to wash, so she won't wash. So that's where we are at this point. That's where we actually stopped yesterday. We're in the middle of a discussion, though. So the next bit is for Gemara. Says Hachi. If that's the case, if Rabbi Yossi says that she could wash because she could not wash because that wouldn't be a. The fact that later on she's going to be nefesh doesn't matter. Is least nihachis. So it should say Rabbi Yossi mitznaiza envoy in a nefesh. He should say not that there's neder, even the condition. What's the condition is that she can't wash because if she washes then she won't be able to ever wash again. Yeah. So we should say that it's the whole, because there's two points here. There's a condition and there's a neder. Yeah. So if it's the condition that she's not allowed to wash, then Rabbi Yossi should say that instead of saying the neder doesn't have any nefesh, should say this condition doesn't have any nefesh. By telling her not to fulfill the condition, that's not in a nefesh, because that's the first thing that comes along. Yeah, what we're saying is that she shouldn't wash now, because then the neder won't be chal. Yeah, but if that's the approach of Rabbi Yossi, then he should say that in this condition, by telling her not to fulfill the condition, that's not an inner nefesh, because the fact that she doesn't wash is not an affliction. Ella. So therefore, the Gemara says, okay, let's try again. What's the pshat in the Mishnah? The Amra hanas rechitza alai la'olam im erchatz hayoyim. Yeah, so therefore, the Gemara tries again. Now the Gemara says what I started saying yesterday, but I kind of jumped ahead of myself. Yeah, that everybody agrees that telling her not to wash forever is an affliction. Yeah, even Rabbi Yossi agrees on that. So what's the argument over here? When she says, if I wash today, then I'll never be able to wash again. So the question is, a limited time wash, not washing, is that an affliction? If she would just say, I'm never going to wash, if I ever wash, then I'll never wash again, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that's an inner nefesh, and you can annul it. But what happens if she just says, I'll never wash again if I wash today? Yeah, so in order for her not to be afflicted, all she has to do is wait till nightfall. Yeah, so according to the Tanna Kamma, even that, for one day, if she can't wash, that's also an inu nefesh. And therefore, the husband can nullify. Rabbi Yossi Savar Nivel, the Chad Yoim Aloshme Nivel, just for one day, telling her not to wash, that's not enough of a yichiness. By not washing for a day, that she would be considered afflicting, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, he cannot nullify that vow. Okay. So,
the day starts from the sunrise or the night?
Well, if she says the word Hayoim, so we learned before that when you say Hayoim, it means today. So whatever time, it doesn't really matter when you made the neder.
No, today means sunrise to this morning, or
no, it means when?
It means from now till the end of the day. No, if you say it, but if you say it in the morning, it means for the rest of today.
Yeah.
Yeah? You can't make a neder on what I've got to do in the past.
When she says today at night, it means...
If she says it in the evening, it'll mean till the end of the day tomorrow. A day always goes... Yeah, I mean, you could argue, on Yom Kippur, we consider not washing one of the inuyim. Yeah, so we do say it's an affliction not to wash for that. Well, and it's only one day.
In 9 days.
Yeah, okay. But the not washing on Yom Kippur is stricter than in the 9 days. Well, on these days, people say we're all an istanis. I mean, first of all, the chitz we're talking about is for hana. Yeah, so. People, if I don't know anybody who doesn't wash their face for 9 days,
and then keep it up. Yeah,
some people don't, but Yom Kippur, people don't wash their face on Yom Kippur.
Listen, I remember going when I went to the Mikvah in Adas, and Yumi and Moshe's grandfather, Yumi and Moshe the fish guy's their grandfather, we used to go, we had a shower like any other Friday, no big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. You're sort of expecting us to...
I mean, these days, when people shower, it's not so much a hanotzi. It used to be that it was a pleasure, because they weren't so interested in hygiene. It was more about you go to the bath, you relax, it feels good. It wasn't about cleanliness. Nowadays, people wash more for hygiene than for... So you're not allowed to wash... Right, so you're not allowed to wash for pleasure in the 9 days, but most people will say that you can wash for hygiene. So that means you shouldn't have long showers. And I remember Rabbi Landau, when I was in the yeshiva in Krakabad, he paskins to wash without soap. So, well, if you don't have soap, then on the contrary, that tells you the opposite way around. That's saying you don't care about the cleanliness, you only care about the water. If you want to be clean, you need soap. So there's all different sorts of opinions. Anyhow, we move on. So that's washing. Turn the page. Says the Gemara, Shanisa im Erchatz. So now you've answered im Erchatz. So it said in the Mishnah that what are the Nedarim? Im Erchatz if I wash, but im Loy Erchatz if I don't wash. So what does that mean? So you've explained im Erchatz. Im Erchatz means if I wash today, I'll never wash again. So that is what the Nedar that he can nullify. What's the Pshat? Im Loy Erchatz Hechadomi. How do you explain the case of the Mishnah which says that if she says im Loy Erchatz, that is a Nedar which is in a nefesh, which the husband can nullify. If it means to say, now it's the other way around. She says, if I don't wash today, then I should never be allowed to wash again. That shouldn't require to be nullified. Let her just wash today, and then she'll get out of it. In other words, it's very easy for her to get out of the problem. So she'll wash today, and then she won't be also to wash forever. There's Amr Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, now, Pshat, the Mishnah is, the Amr, Hanas, Rechitza, Laila, Olam, Im Lo Erchatz, B'mei Mishra. She says, I will never have Hanah from washing again if I don't wash in the water that was used to soak the flax. Now, when you soak flax in water, it gets all disgusting, allegedly. Not that I've ever tried it. But this is what the Ran says, yeah? It's Seruchim, B'yoyser. The water comes quite disgusting. So what she's saying is, if I don't go into this disgusting water now, I'll never wash again. So she makes such a neder. So therefore, the May Mishra is, so going into this disgusting water is an affliction. So on that, therefore, the husband can nullify that vow. Yeah, because we can't. He can say, no, I'm not letting you go into the disgusting flax water. And then the next part of the Mishnah, the kavase, the katanim leyes kashet, which then would fit in well to explain the next part, which talks about putting on the makeup. So we translate leyes kashet, putting on makeup. Yeah. So what does that mean? Imloyes kashet, she makes a nether if I won't put on makeup. It means imloyes kashet beneft, if I won't put makeup, but neft is. Neft is oil. It's oil, isn't it?
No, we call it.
Is it neft kerosene? Yeah.
Neft was used to light the.
But I think it means that. Yeah, but the natural. This is a natural product, which I think is from like tar.
Black gold. But it's oil. But it's a kind of. It's oil. It's not tar.
Primus. Yeah, primus was used.
That was yeah. But this is not what this means.
No, it means it's the disgusting sticky oil stuff. Yeah, so therefore, what does that mean? It will be the same sort of thing. If she says, I make a neder that if I don't put on this neft on my face today, I'll never put on makeup again, so he can nullify that vow because putting it on in the first place is an affliction. Fred, the Gemara, just a minute over here. Rechitza, you could say washing, there's washing in normal water and there's washing in disgusting water. But the word eskashe literally means I adorn myself, I beautify myself. How can you say that when she says lo eskashe, it means putting on neft? Lichluchu, that's dirt. Lichluch, yeah, that's not eskashet. How could you say eskashet by such a word, by such a thing? You would have to say eslachlich. Yeah? So that can't be the pshat. That can't be the pshat in eskashet. So therefore, we try again. Omar Rav Yehuda. So there's a whole brawl over here about who this really is, because the previous one was Rav Yehuda. So it's potentially somebody else. And the Hagoyes Vitzionim says El Omar Rava, which is a more common thing that we have. Ella Marava da Amra Hanas Rechitza La'olam Olai Im Erchatz Hayayim. So that it's similar. So going back to the Rechitza, therefore, because that can't be the Pshat by a Skashet, he's now going to bring the whole Pshat back to the Rechitza again. He's going to say, well, that can't be the Pshat of Imloy Erchatz, because then it wouldn't make sense on the Imloy Skashet. So therefore, let's go back to the Rechitza and try again. What does it mean in Loy Erchatz that she says that the benefit of washing La'olam Olai will always be awesome to me? I should never be able to wash again. Im Erchatz Hayom, if I wash today. So far, that's Im Erchatz. So what's the Loy Erchatz? She'ushvua Shaloy Erchatz. And then she makes an oath that she's not going to wash today. Not a neder, but an oath. So now she's got a neder that says that if she doesn't wash, she'll never wash again. And she's got an oath that says that she's not going to wash today. So then he can nullify her. And therefore the kishut works the same way. Hanas kishut alay la'olam yeskashet hayoyim. She says, I'm never going to benefit from putting on makeup again in my life if I put on makeup today. And then ushvush la'yeskashet. And then she makes a...
So it's like a double-barreled...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't say good. She says that if I do wash today, then I'll never be able to wash again. And then she makes a shvua that she's not going to wash. So she's got a double barrel. Yeah, she's got a neder and a shvua. So the neder is a tznai, that washing today would stop me from being able to wash again. And she also has a shvua that she's not washing today. And the same thing with makeup. So in that case, he can nullify it. So Amal Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, is if that's the case, if the whole point here is that it's double barreled, where do you get, because the expression in loy, I won't do it, is a shvur, she makes an oath that she's not going to do it. So then, hi, Elu Nedorim, Ushvus mi boiler the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, Elu Nedorim, Sheyesh Bamina Nefesh, you are saying, why is it so? Because it's a neder and a shvur on top of each other. If it's a neder and a shvur on top of each other, it should say, Nedorim Ushvus. Yeah, because the erchot you said was a neder, and the imloy erchot you said was a shvur. So he says, "On my lights, hey, elu nedarim u'shvurs." Yeah, so you should say, "Okay, Your problem is that the Mishnah should have said the expression Eilu Nedarim Mushvus. Okay, so we'll edit the Mishnah and we'll say that it should say Nedarim Mushvus. Viboy same or a different answer. Shvus nami Hayinu Nedarim. That as a generic category, a shvua is part of Nedarim, an oath. What's the difference between a neder and a shvua generally? A neder goes to a refers to an object, and the shvua refers to the person. Yes, a neder is the I'm not going to benefit from that thing. Yeah, and a shvua is that I will not do something. So it could turn out that the result is the same in Lepoil. It could turn out that it's not, because you can make a shvua on intangibles, which a neder can't be chal on intangibles, because a neder has to go on a chefetz, yeah? So that's the difference. But as a general category, if without making that subtle distinction, if you're just talking about in general nedarim, that includes shvuas too. Yitznan, we learned in the Mishnah, kenidvin asharim, if a person says, harei alai kenidvin asharim, I'm taking upon myself like the vows taken by wicked people. What does that refer to? Nadar benazir. Uva karbon, uva shvua. That refers to all of these different things. Why is he a Rasha? Because, as we said a few times already, that anybody who makes a vow is, one expression was he's a chayte, and the other one was that he's a ki'ilu bonabama. So therefore, a person who makes a vow is called a Rasha in this aspect, and therefore it refers to all those things. But it uses the word shvua. The Mishnah says a shvua in there. Even though he said nidre rishoyim, that includes shvua as well. Okay, so that is how we explain the pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, so the upshot of the whole thing is that washing is an affliction. Not washing is an affliction. And we explain how the words Yimloi Erchatz fits in because there's shvua on top of it as well. Now let's discuss the concept of washing itself. Our most, as we mentioned before, our most common encounter with the idea of washing or lack of washing being an affliction is on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now asks as follows. Do the Chachamim say that washing, there is an affliction if you don't wash? Or Aminhi, now I'll ask a contradiction. It says in the Mishnah in Yuma, when it talks about the last parak of Yuma, which you just had a siyum on the other night when you took you to Kwarin, yeah? That even if that you're not allowed to wash, it talks about the five afflictions on Yom Kippur, and one of them is washing. But it says, afal pisha osur b'chulon, what sort of affliction that is forbidden? You're not allowed to wash it in Kippur. Huh?
Not such an affliction.
Well, it's a discomfort. Most people wake up in the morning, they want to wash their face, they want to have a shower, whatever.
Listen, what about if you don't wear leather shoes? How much of a discomfort is that?
No, well, yeah, because now you get the synthetic rubbish, Adidas, whatever, so it's not a discomfort. Okay, but that was the definition. The Gemara there goes through a whole rigmarole proving that not washing is called an affliction from Sukkim, etc. But you can see that not washing of a horaya, that people like to wash. They like to wash their face, to have a shower. They
forego one day.
Oh, so that was it. Okay, but for that, the Torah says to afflict yourself for one day. Okay, so the Gemara's the question, but that's not what the question is. The question is that even though you're not allowed to wash in Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says, even though you're not allowed to, ein onus kares ela ba'ochel v'shoyes v'esav lachol bavad. So in Yom Kippur, a person who doesn't afflict himself, ki chol ha-nefesh asher lo yisa'una be'etzem ha-yem hazeh v'nichrasa, says the Pasuk. Yeah, in Emor. Oh, yeah, well, that's what he's saying here. So we have to understand what's going on. Because the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It says you have to afflict yourself on Yom Kippur. And then it says, if you don't inisim, if you don't afflict yourself, then chayev koris. The whole what does that affliction mean is worked out by the Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't say anything. The Torah, the Chumash doesn't say anything what affliction means. So what does it work?
The Torah doesn't specify a lot of things.
Okay, so the Torah
also,
right? Okay, but what do they work out? So, but what do they say in the Mishnah? They worked out that this affliction refers to five things, but only on one of them are you chayev koris. That itself is how we have to understand. How can that be? The Torah says, "Don't afflict yourself." If you afflict yourself, if you don't afflict yourself, you have kares. But we decided that afflicting yourself means five things, but the punishment of kares is only for eating.
Because that is the
Okay, but let's see how it fits in with here. So the Mishnah says over there that even though you're not allowed to do any of the five things, but the only one of afflictions which will be chayiv kares for is eating and drinking. Eating and drinking is considered one, by the way. It's considered one of the five. It's not two separate things. Eating and drinking goes together. And also doing work on Yom Kippur. That's a separate thing. Yeah, like any other yontif, if a person does malacha, yeah, is kares bulvad. Those are the only things. So what's going on here? Right now, we've been defining regarding the nidorim that if she doesn't wash, that's called an affliction. If that's an affliction, so Yom Kippur, you're supposed to afflict yourself. And if you didn't afflict yourself, you're chayiv kares. It's Yom Kippurim, ki rochas to chayiv kares. So manav shach, it's an affliction, it's not affliction. If it is an affliction, and you don't afflict yourself, then you should be chayiv kares for that. There's Omar Rava, therefore Rava says that Yom Kippur and Nidorim is a bit different. Yeah, hacha men yana dekra, v'hacha men yana dekra. In Nidorim, you have to go in context, and Yom Kippur, you have to go in context. How does it work? Gaba Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur it says, d'chsiv, ta'anu v'snafshe seichem, it says, you shall afflict yourself, as milsa de'yada imil yahashta. It has to be something that you can recognize it straight away. At least on the
may have only referred to fasting, nothing else.
Oh, so that works out. So
not washing is not really affliction.
Okay, so there's two different psukim. One is v'nisim es nafshei seichem, and the other one is t'anu es nafshei seichem. Yeah. So and the one that t'anu es nafshei seichem is the one that goes together with the chorus. So it says, so the Isur of washing there is on Yom Kippur, there's no question about that. The Chi of Kares on Yom Kippur, when it says Ta'anu es nafshei seichem, it means something where it's recognizable on that day that you're afflicted. If a person didn't wash in the morning, when you see him on that day, does he look afflicted? Does he feel afflicted? Maybe yes, maybe not. It's not such a recognizable thing. You can't tell that somebody's afflicted by that. When a person doesn't eat and they feel sick and whatever, then you could on that day you feel it. There's no two ways about that. If you didn't eat all day, you feel it. Yeah. So it means a milsa de yada inu yahashta, something that you can feel the affliction right now, not something that's. But rechitza. Yeah, that you feel. That's right. Rechitza la yada inu yahashta. You don't feel the affliction of washing on a sort of an immediate basis necessarily. It's not minkar, as Aran says. It's not recognizable, and therefore there's no chi of koris. That's regarding Yom Kippur. So that's why there's no chi of koris. But when it comes to Nidorim, the expression is different. Dichsiv, what does it say by Nidorim? Kol neda v'chol shvuas isar, any vow and any oath, le'anis nafesh. Le'anis means to afflict. That it means even it's something that leads to an affliction later on. It doesn't have to be something that's afflicting you straight away, immediately. Milsa da ashali da inui. Something that will bring you to feel afflicted. V'chilei rachza ashali da inui. If she goes long enough without washing, it will bring her to being afflicted. Yeah? So therefore, it's on Gaben Adornim, it's even not washing is considered a inui, for which the husband can then nullify the vow. Okay, so that
you says it's only after a while that you can feel the inui. And if she says, I'm not going to wash myself for 3 days.
Yeah.
So after 3 days, she can wash herself. So what's the inui?
So the machlekes, that was the machlekes if she says 1 day. According to Rabbi Yossi, 1 day is not an inui. I don't know what Rabbi Yossi would say about 2 days. Okay, but whatever. So whether Rabbi Yossi would say something about 2 days is 1 day, I don't know if Rabbi Yossi gives an actual limit. Up to a certain point, it's not inui, and after that it is. The Chum say, no, the fact that you can't wash even for 1 day is inui. And it all depends. Kol Mashu Adam. Most people nowadays, if they couldn't shower for a day, would call that an inui. Because that's what we're used to. Rabbi Huda Hanasi even washed when he was an oval. Rabbi Gamliel, yeah, because he was an Easternist. So it all, yeah. So he was Okay, the best way to tell whether something's an affliction is to see how much people enjoy it when they do it, and then you'll know that when they don't do it, they're feeling afflicted. Okay, now the Gemara asks for Rami the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi. So that explains the Chachamim. Now let's understand Rabbi Yosi. What did Rabbi Yosi say over here? Rabbi Yosi said that it's not an inu nefesh. Yeah. Because this is what the argument is. Rabbi Yossi says it's not inu nefesh. Is according to Rabbi Yossi, not washing is not an inu. So now let's have a look at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says we have a Mishnah later on. Mayan, no, this is not later on. This is this Mishnah is in Bamatzia. Mayan shall b'nei ha'ir. You have a well, a water supply. Yeah, the water, a well, a spring that is in one city, and it flows, or maybe it doesn't flow, but it's there's a nearby another city that doesn't have a spring, and so the people of the other city want to take part in the water that's in this city. But the problem is, there's not enough. Yeah, there's a water shortage. The dams are low. They didn't build a desal plant for $87 billion. So therefore, they can't. There's not enough water for both. It's chayehen v'chayeyacherim. So the people of the city who have the spring versus the people who don't, and the life is dependent on the water. And therefore, who gets it? Chayehem kaidmin. The rule is that, yes, you have to always give tzedakah and help people, but your life comes first. So if there's not enough water for both, the people of the city who have got the water say, sorry, we have to drink it first, and you will have to go and find it somewhere else. Let's say for drinking water for human consumption, there's enough for both. But then to the next level, to feed, to give water to your animals. Yeah, so there's enough water only to give animals of one city and not both. Is again, behem tom kedemus the behemus acherim. The locals who own the water, they come first if there's not enough for both, and they give water to their own animals. Kvisasanu kvisas acherim. Let's say there's enough water for drinking, there's enough water for the animals, but there's no water for laundry, for doing the laundry. So you've got a choice of who's going to get to use it. Is again, kvisasan kedemus the kvisas acherim. The laundering done in this city, we come first because it's ours. And if there's not enough for both, we get it, you don't. Now, what happens if it's more subtle than that? Chai yecherim ukvisosan. So for us to drink, we got enough. Now there's some more. We could either let the other city drink, or we can do our washing. So what's the choice? What's the answer there? Is chai yecherim kevel ukvisosan. So the Tanakhama says, other people drinking to survive is more important than your washing your clothes, and therefore you have to give the water to them to drink. But Rabbi Yossi says no, funnily enough. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kivisasan kedemes l'chai acherim. Washing your clothes is more important than someone else's drinking. Why? Because if you don't wash your clothes, it's also have negative impacts. And therefore, if I have water and you want some, and I have enough, and I need it to wash my clothes, even though you want it to drink, I'm entitled to say, no, I come first, even for washing my clothes. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. That's how important washing your clothes is. And what's the problem with Rabbi Yossi? Is hashta kvisa am Rabbi Yossi yesh batzar. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that even washing your clothes, if you don't wear clean clothes, then it gives you pain. You're afflicted. Is on the top of the page. Guf kula, if you can't wash your body at all, like kol shekein, isn't it a kal v'chomer? How can we tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds that refraining from washing is not an affliction? Rabbi Yossi says even refraining from washing your clothes is an affliction. Is if wearing not clean clothes is an affliction, and how much more so if you can't wash your body?
He's talking about washing the body for one day or more.
Well, either way. Yeah. Is it a general principle? Is it an affliction or it's not an affliction?
Yeah, no, there's a difference between one day and 100 days.
It's actually interesting.
Okay, but if he's that thing about the one day was one of the previous pshatim in the Mishnah. Yeah, other pshatim we got away from the one day thing.
It's actually interesting the classifications of what water is needed for.
Yeah.
Drinking, behemoth drinking, and washing, but not washing clothes, but not washing the body. Water for washing the body.
Washing the body didn't even get a mention in there. That's true. That's a different question. Why didn't they mention it? But the point, Rabbi Yossi says that washing the clothes, if you don't wash your clothes, it's considered an affliction. Is if you're not washing your body, how much more so? So what's Rabbi Yossi over here saying? It's not an inu nefesh. Is Omri, so the Gemara answers, ain't. Yes, kavisa alim ala Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's more important to have clean clothes than to have a shower. The Omar Shmuel, why? Because Shmuel says, hai arvuvisa deresha. If you have in your hair and your head dirt mixed in there, you do one of those dreadlock things where they don't wash their hair and they have all the dirt and stuff in there, yeah? So that, masula de avira, makes one go blind, because what happens is the dirt from the hair eventually drips into the eyes and...
Get a short haircut.
Okay, but if one doesn't, And if one lets his hair get dirty, someone who never washes his hair and it collects a large collection of dirt is can make him go blind. If his clothes are dirty, it makes him go crazy. It didn't work out why, but that's what it says. It makes him go crazy. It has a mental impact that makes him go mad. Rabbi Musa de Gufa, and a person who doesn't wash his body, Masila de Shichni Vekivi, it brings him to boils and chves pimples. Yeah, Ava Bois, Shchin, it says. So therefore, if a person doesn't wash his body, he gets boils and other things, but that can be cured. Yeah, but if he doesn't wash his clothes and he goes crazy, he's farfal, he's nuts. He goes crazy. Shimum is, there's no such thing. Shimum v'timayin levov. And therefore, that is a bigger affliction, according to Rabbi Yossi, than not washing your body. On that note, go home and wash your clothes.